I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course, I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah, for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course, you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. I regret most of what happened yesterday, which I say far too often. And they say you don't want to live life regretting things you did. You want to live life regretting things you didn't do or something like that, right? Isn't there some saying about that?
Hey, you can regret anything. Take it from me.
Right. We can regret lots of things. And deciding yesterday, and it has been a streak of bad decisions we've made around here. I think it all started on 420 when we did gummy roulette. And then for some reason that wasn't enough. And then we followed that up with the Cinco de Mayo shot roulette, where we ended up doing a bunch of shots. And somehow drugs got involved in that as well. I don't remember exactly why, but we ended
up... It's hard to remember when you're belligerently drunk during the show.
And then yesterday, for some reason that I can't quite explain, Allie was going to either take a prenatal pill if she was pregnant, or a drug pill full of drugs, quote, magic, if she was not. Lucky for us, she was pregnant, and so she ended up taking the prenatal vitamin. Not very exciting. And then
somebody suggested that you should just take the magic pill, and you said, down the hatch, let's do it.
Right.
And then a few hours later, I started noticing some signs, a few little blips in your brain that seemed to get worse throughout the day. And then
I started tripping. I started actually, because I think, I'm not really sure what's in the magic, but I think when I asked the guy originally when I got the magic, he said it's a mix of a bunch of different things. And I think there could be some hallucinogens in there.
I was trying to explain to somebody I knew what you took, and I couldn't even explain it. He got a magic pill from a mushroom man in a liquor shop and something.
Not a liquor shop. It's a off-the-grid sort of behind-the-counter place. You got to know the guy. You got to know what's up, and then he pulls better stuff out.
That?
I mean, you don't. It's very similar to the old 90210 I'd like to exchange an egg thing. You got to be in the know to even get involved. And basically, this guy's got a bunch of stuff that's on display that is on the up and up, but it's really just there for show.
So,
and the real stuff.
You just knew this guy's got something
behind the register.
Like, did you know that?
Yes.
From another person?
From another person. And you have to be able to say who basically
got
you have to
it.
Give
Is
it
there a code word or something?
Not
or?
A code word, but you'll say, hey, I heard from insert name of person that you've got other better options elsewhere. And then he'll say, who's that again? And then you got to kind of describe the person.
Really?
And then he'll go like
mangle nose,
and then he'll
neck.
And then that's what people say when they just, because I've sent people there as well now too. It's like you know, and
it
so
looks
that's,
like you got beat up a lot.
His neck just keeps going and going.
He makes really inappropriate jokes to try and make conversation. It's awkward.
I should send you in there, Allie, just to describe that I'm the guy that gave you the intel so that you can describe me and then see what thing you say that
one thing he latches onto.
The guy's
that
like,
he's
oh,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mangle neck, pig nose. I know that guy.
Mangle neck.
Yeah, of course. Whatever you need. So he's got some stuff I loaded up. This was, you know, I've had these for a little bit because I did a few of them and I found out that I was too messed up. I didn't want to take them. I didn't want to keep taking them.
And then, so these you also said were kind of expired. So you weren't really sure how powerful they were going to be.
I've had them for a few years. And I think at one point there was like 20 pills in there, and now there's only a few pills left.
Yeah.
So how do they make you feel? Or what's
well,
going to do?
Well, yesterday, let me just say, let me start by saying
they weren't
the following.
Uppers.
They're definitely not expired because they still work.
Nice.
But most of the things that I remember them doing the first, and when I took them the first time around, I was at an environment that was much more of a, I think I was at a show at the Hollywood Bowl or something. So that was much more of a place where, being in an office building.
With responsibilities.
And
he was asking a lot where our boss.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Was He's like, where's Weatherly? Is he in today?
We had a lot of meetings.
He's in New York. Is he in New York? Are they both in New York?
The thing that I didn't realize is as soon as we get off the air, all I really wanted to do was go lay somewhere and close my eyes and hallucinate.
You have like S-eating grin on your face for all.
And then Vanessa goes, remember, we have a very important meeting with the BBC.
And what's this about?
I was like, excuse me, what?
They reached out.
She goes, we have a meeting with the BBC about doing something for the World Cup. And I was like, we do?
Yeah, because the World Cup obviously is starting tomorrow. Yeah. And the BBC Radio is huge. And they're going to be here posted
BBC
up.
BBC Radio? Oh, forget it. I thought it was the real BBC.
We explained this on the phone, but you were out of commission.
Yeah.
But they're going to be here for 6 weeks. And they said they wanted to work with a local radio show about, how LA feels about the World Cup, how America feels about soccer in general, and how the zeitgeist has changed and the ticket prices and all that stuff.
So were you guys on BBC Radio over there?
No, we were. This was just a conversation.
The answer is they want us to go on BBC Radio. They want us to be their official local hosts.
Yeah.
That's great.
To welcome them.
Yeah.
Now, I don't care about this at all because
we
as
don't
far
know
as
about
I'm concerned,
soccer. We told them that.
K-Rock is the most important and only radio station that matters. Allie's got a real hard-on for the BBC because she claims that their version of The Office was funnier.
It's true.
And so she's still
with Ricky Gervais?
Yeah. So she's like, for some stupid reason, she's like, we gotta do this BBC thing because The Office was funnier when they did it.
It's the respect, all right? And they have a lot of respect out there.
I don't want to go on British radio. I don't care about it at all.
And we would have to go on live with them at 11 PM.
So they basically
that's they were like, oh, you a breakfast show? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
So
you have the brekkie and talk about the things.
Yeah, they said, I think they were speaking English, but I could not figure it out. And I was listening to them and Vanessa kind of going back and forth, and I realized I am tripping balls right now. And then I tried to adjust myself.
And then he completely collapsed.
And that is when I fell out of my chair and my whole chair tipped over. And apparently made a very loud thud noise to where they had to mute our end of this Zoom call.
Yes.
Oh, so there's video of this.
It
was him almost pass out later.
Yeah, but we weren't there for the actual falling out of the chair. And then because everyone had lost their minds that Klein fell out of the chair, nobody was listening to this guy who was like, anyway, let me tell you a little bit about the presenters for the BBC Four.
This person was a TV presenter. I don't remember much of this call because I was really going through it. That thing just got stronger and stronger.
I was like, one person needs to listen to what's happening right now.
But the funny thing is, I think for whatever reason, we've agreed. Did we agree or no? How did it end?
Oh, yeah.
So we agreed to do
that. Well, you agreed to a lot while you were messed
up. You guys are going to be live at 11 p.m. with them?
So here's the thing. I didn't realize.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that part of it.
For a full hour.
And
Jesus.
They're broadcasting from some bar in Santa Monica where they're going to be forever.
The
King's Head. It's a pretty well-known pub. Technically.
Klein's like, let's do it tonight. F it.
Yeah, I did.
Like, no.
I did say we could go tonight.
I don't want to do it
tonight. It hasn't started yet.
But then they did say they're going to be there, but I didn't realize that the hours were all, because I thought they were like, oh, we go on at 11. So I was like, all right, we get off there at 11, so by the time we get to Santa Monica, we could be there by noon. I said, all right, great, we're in. And then I realized that they're talking about 11 p.m.
Yeah.
They're on from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. because they got because of the time change in London or whatever.
Right, exactly.
So
we do a recorded show at 7 p.m. You will not be a part of that.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
So we have to, but anyway, the point is Allie and I are supposedly we're going to do something with the BBC. And then I think we said they could come. They
join
could come
us.
Here, and they said that's far
and
too early.
They said, "Pip, pip, Cheerios, clicker."
goodbye. So that's what happened. But yeah, I did.
I think the guy was getting scammed too on the street when we talked to him. Because he was like, oh, hold on a minute. There's a woman who's dropped her shopping. I better help her pick it up. And we were like, no, don't help her.
Don't help anyone. Yeah, welcome to L.A.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's this show's about to get globally, moderately successful on a global level as we take advantage of the BBC. Well, what's the station, Vanessa, for any of our listeners in England? I know we have so many on the other side of the pond.
BBC Radio 5 Breakfast. That's their name.
It's not called Radio 5 Breakfast. It can't be, is it?
That's what it is.
I don't think
Radio 5 Breakfast.
I don't think that's what we're going on.
Google it.
I think we're getting scammed. That's what I think. I believe that's what's happening. We got to take a break. We get back in a moment when we return the actual news, ADD News style. Brand new hour of the show will officially begin, and we've got stuff to give you, so stick around for those tickets coming up.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.